So we do have a tropical system out there that's out southwest of us. And the timeline looks like it's going to impact us sometime through Saturday and Sunday. It's not expected to be a storm, but it could be a named storm. It's got a 50% chance right now. It's going to be 90% chance that it's going to develop into a tropical depression. So we're looking at a lot of moisture. As I said, this is going to be a rain event, so everybody needs to take their precaution, know what low-lying areas they have in the area. Thank you, David, for putting up the graphics. So we're looking at 6 to 8 inches in our area. Now, understand this is Thursday, and this is all subject to change by this afternoon.
So that was about 20 hours ago. That was Eric Gilmore, the interim director of public safety here in Escambia County, formerly the emergency manager. That's what he said. Let's find out the latest as we go over to the National Weather Service in Mobile. Christina Leach is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service. Christina? I'm so sorry. I don't know which.
No problem. It's Christina.
Christina, very good. Welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, Christina. What are you guys seeing for this system?
In terms of this system, well, it's a fairly lopsided system. So we're seeing, you know, you see the cone there going up through Louisiana, but a lot of the impacts are going to be on the eastern side. That includes our area and into the Florida panhandle there.
Yeah. So that's what kind of Eric Gilmore has been saying. That's what I've been seeing on the maps. That's what our local weather here in Pensacola has been saying. It looks like it's low. It's not that low pressure in the middle, and so it's not that tightly formed. And so I tend to want to look at it as just a bunch of rain. Is that an under description in your opinion?
In my opinion, that's pretty accurate there. There's just a lot of moisture. One of my coworkers noted it as like a fire hose of moisture into our area. So a lot of moisture.
All right. And we're expecting wind speed at landfall of what for our vicinity? In the 35-40 mile an hour range? More than that?
Hold on. Let me check something here just to be absolutely sure.
Sure. Because I know when I look at like kind of the wind speed charts and that kind of stuff, it's all probabilities and things can change. But
yeah.
You know,
oh, absolutely.
people have concern about bridge traversing, and they have concerns about, well, we've had a barge incident recently because they didn't secure their barges during Sally. So those are the kind of things I know people are, you know, they want to know about their boats and stuff like that. So
right. So over towards your area, we're looking, at least at this point, anywhere between 25 to 30 miles an hour sustained. With higher gusts up to 40, around 40 or so.
Okay. All right. So it's a strong kite flying day. Really strong kite flying day. I wouldn't put a kid on the kite, but I would put an adult on the kite. Okay. Aside from all of that, I know we're under we're in a tropical storm warning we went to. Is that right, overnight?
Yes. Tropical storm warning, yes.
All right. Any other words of observation or advice for our listeners in terms of how seriously they should take this? It doesn't sound to me like, I mean, I know you guys don't get into the, hey, do this and don't do this on, but, you know, to me, this doesn't sound like a put up the storm shutters kind of event for our area. Are we pretty confident on the track? Everything, there's no reason to think it's going to jump, wiggle, or shift?
From what I understand, not so much. It could always, you know, shift, but we are seeing it being more east, especially with, like I said before, you know, all the effects being more so on the east. But what I would say, I mean, we have some for Saturday at least, late tonight into Saturday, we could have some brief tornadoes. So, you know, some of those are going to be, you know, potential threat. We got along the coast there. We got high surf, high risk of rip currents.
Mm-hmm.
We got minor coastal flooding along the coast. Even though it's not, you know, like a Cat 5 hurricane or anything like that, it will bring some impacts to the northern Gulf Coast.
And you mentioned it, you know, it's come up a couple times already just in the few couple minutes we've been talking, that even though it's not tightly wrapped high speed or anything, it is going to have on the east side, it's going to be a it's going to be a pretty messy rain event. And as you say, moving on the backside as it moves through and moves to our north, you know, you may see some tornadoes on the backside of that. So all good. And we're expecting what, late tonight into tomorrow morning, you know, overnight is basically when we're expecting all this to start?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can get some moderate to heavy rain bands coming in through the day today, especially over coastal Alabama into the panhandle there, but mostly late tonight through Saturday.
All right. Very good. Christina Leach, she is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile. Christina, it's early. I appreciate you being available. We pick up the phone and we call, and you guys are always available. It is such a great service that you provide. Thanks for the perspective, and thanks for helping us keep safe during a storm. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.